Hello there, friend. I'm recording this outside, so if you hear a little bit of bird song in the background, well, that's a good thing. You know, the research actually proves now that 5 minutes of bird song a day is healthy for you psychologically. Maybe we can talk about that sometime, creating soundscapes in our life which are positive and healthy for our spirit, soul, and body. But today I want to talk with you about shifting your environment for a breakthrough and then praying through and then proclaiming in faith to activate the extraordinary. Shifting your environment, praying through, and proclaiming in faith. Let me ask you this question. Is something sick or dying in your world? Well, it's comeback time. Peter modeled something for us in the book of Acts, and he learned it from guess who? Jesus. And there's absolutely no reason why we can't do the same. Maybe it's a relationship, something within the financial space, or career, or business, ministry, a project, some cause that you care about. Well, Peter modeled three kingdom dynamics to seeing someone or something experience new life. And here they are in Acts chapter 9. Tabitha fell sick and died, and Luke writes that she was a woman who abounded with deeds of kindness and charity. Something good and beneficial had stopped. And now the question was, how would Peter advance forward in the face of this? It says in Acts 9, when he arrived, they brought him into the upper room, and all the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing all the tunics and garments that Dorcas used to make while she was with them. But Peter sent them all out. Peter sent them all out. Now, of course, grieving is real. It's understandable. But this woman was taken out early. And Peter knew that if they were to see the extraordinary, he had to shift the environment away from depression and wailing and sorrow. And he had to condition it for kingdom possibilities. Now, Peter wasn't this smart by himself. Where did he get this idea from? Peter saw Jesus do the same thing with a little girl in Matthew chapter 9. And Jesus showed up and this girl had died and they were mourning and they started to mock Jesus and he just said she's asleep. And he took Peter, James, and John with him into the room and Jesus said, leave. He told that crowd to leave. He conditioned the environment. And when the crowd had been sent out, he entered and took her by the hand. And the girl got up. Now we too, here's the outcome for us. We too can follow this modeling of Jesus, just as Peter did. Condition the environment. We probably need to stop listening to some things. Stop viewing some things. Stop looking at people. Stop allowing the circumstantial and environmental to affect us. We're meant to live from the inside out. If we can get our internal state powered up, our internals can shape our externals for the positive instead of our environment crushing in upon us and shaping us on the inside. The Lord may lead us to graciously transform or, if necessary, release some relationships. We should be open to new ones. We can be gracious about it. We likely need to forsake some negative memories and past experiences. There are many, many ways we condition our environment, as well as our internal environment, our inner person. And maybe sometime we can talk about how our internals affect and shape our externals. But that's the first point. Condition or recondition your environment. Position yourself and set the stage for the extraordinary. The second point is that pray through to win the day. Pray through to win the day. We can learn something, you know, from the old school believers. That old school phrase, praying through. I have to tell you, there are some things that cool and casual will not win the day. It says in Acts 9 that after conditioning the environment, Peter knelt down and he prayed. This is where we go to see the grace and the power flow. It says in Hebrews chapter 4 that we can draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace, that's empowerment, to help in the time of need. You see, when we pray like that, we pick up the voice signature of God. We tune our inner man and we dial into the heart and mind of God. His mind, his ability is imparted to us. Don't you just love the promise in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20? Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to that power that is operative, that is working within us, to him be the glory. So first, we condition our environment, whatever that means in our context, in our situation, and then we pray through. And before we get to the third point, let me just say that this is not a formula. I'm not saying follow these steps and this will happen. What this is a kingdom pattern, a kingdom template, clearly seen in how Jesus and Peter operated. This is a best practice, a working knowledge of the kingdom. But I want to say that underneath this, authentic faith is relationally based. It is our vital connection with the living Christ. It's not a formula. It's organic in nature. It's not technical. You see, the living voice of Christ to us in the moment creates faith. Paul said in Romans 10 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Even if we have no faith, that's okay, because faith can be created. Or if our faith is too little, again, faith can get larger by hearing the living voice of Christ. So conditioning the environment, praying through, and then third, turn now and speak to that situation. And here is where you're going to win the day. It says again in Acts 9 that Peter, turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up, and he gave her his hand and raised her up. And calling the saints and widows back in, he presented her alive. This is amazing. Jesus defined faith as belief-filled speaking. This is a stunning principle, a stunning thing to me in Matthew chapter 11. Jesus says, "Have faith in God." And then he says, "Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him." I'm sorry, Mark 11. This is stunning. It's an eye-opener. Why? Jesus defines the function of faith first as saying. The first thing he talks about is saying. And yet, we also need to know that faith-filled speaking is sourced in the womb of prayer. Because in the very next verse in Mark 11, Jesus said, "Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you." I challenge you to go to Matthew chapter 8 and explore where Jesus identifies the greatest faith he had ever seen. He says, "I've not found such great faith with anyone in Israel." You know, if Jesus says that, we should pay attention. What is this? What's happening here? Who is this person that he's saying, "I have not found such great faith in all of Israel"? Well, it was a Gentile Roman centurion who understood authority and commanding words. He understood the chain of authority. He said, "I too am a man in authority, just as you, Jesus. I recognize that you're under the Father's authority." And he understood the power of commanding words. So he said, "Just say the word and my servant will be healed." So Peter stood up from this place of praying through. He turned to face the situation, and then he spoke. He released his faith, a commanding word of belief, and kingdom possibility was released. Kingdom possibility was prayer-sourced and belief-filled proclamation, but it was also an environment, and I'm going to say an internal and external environment that you condition for the extraordinary. So friend, I want to say it's comeback time. Is something sick or dead in your world? And we all have that, something, great or small, in varying measures, right? It's comeback time. It's always comeback time when you're a Christ follower, because you have what one teacher calls redemptive lift in you. You have the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It's constantly accessible. There's redemptive lift. You cannot sink. You cannot be defeated if you stay faithful, if you stay connected. It's always comeback time. So why not use this kingdom template that Jesus used? Peter used it. And now you and I can use it today, because that's what Jesus is looking for. He modeled the kingdom, and he's inviting, even commanding his followers to operate in the same way, to live at the same level. There it is again. Condition your environment for the extraordinary. Pray through until you receive, And now rise up and turn to that situation in faith and proclaim. I appreciate you, friend. Check out JesusSmart.com. No matter which podcast directory you're receiving this through, Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, YouTube, all of these are going to be coming online soon. There will be links there, and you can go back to JesusSmart.com and look at a show notes page there that will have even further links if you'd like to dive deeper into this topic.